I do want to talk more food. I promise I don't do this just because I don't have breakfast in the morning. I actually love chatting this stuff. Look, certainly in Australia, I reckon we're absolutely spoilt for choice when it comes to food. We've got so many international tastes right at our fingertips. And what it means is sometimes our local produce takes a bit of a back seat. We don't pay as much attention to it as we could be. And we have got heaps of great stuff here. Locally, we've got crocodile and kangaroo. Of course, we take a bit of a look at water buffalo and even boar, some of our not-so-friendly introduced species. And one person who's across all of these local delicacies is the female Croc Dundee, Marnie Flanagan from Naturally Wild Produce. She's joining me in studio. Marnie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, look, crocodile meat in particular is getting a bit of a popularity boost lately, hasn't it? What do you think's driving it? It
certainly is. Well, look, the number one thing is accessibility. So I think that's one of the key challenges is people just don't know where to find it. But secondly, certainly with a lot of our research, we're saying 8 out of 10 people will absolutely want to try it. So it's quite exciting that, we've now got a product out there that's in one of the major retailers, supermarkets.
Oh, excellent.
Am I allowed to mention?
No, sadly, sorry.
That's all right. So number one is accessibility, and the other part of it is health. I mean, it's 98% fat-free, highest protein of all meats, and so easy to cook. So it's fantastic. It's really about that whole paleo world.
The flavour and texture is really quite nice too. Mm-hmm. There was a hotel in Sydney that used to do it as a pizza on a coconut curry base. They don't do that anymore, sadly. But it really lends itself to some of that spicy flavours, I think.
Yeah, it does. Oh, look, it's such, because it is so lean, it soaks up marinades like you wouldn't believe. It's so beautiful. So citrus as well goes really well with, say, just a squeeze of lemon and a little bit of salt is the way I like it, because you've got to pay this money for crocodile. You might as well try the, taste the meat.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Now, I don't know a lot about it. Is it, are we talking farmed crocodile, wild crocodile? How's it sort of got, how's the meat kind of put together?
Yeah, sure. So it is an endangered species. And so we get our crocodiles from sustainable farms.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's literally ship it down from far north Queensland, Northern Territory, process the meat here in Sydney for retail.
And what part of the croc are we eating? I mean, I look at a croc and I'm almost a bit confused about where the meat might be under all the scales.
Yeah, it's very different to your traditional...
Or the leather, rather.
There's the leather as well, which is not a bad byproduct.
No.
The best part of the crocodile is the tail steak, so that big muscle that moves the croc. Although it's 98% fat-free, it is actually quite tender because it's, constantly working.
In motion, of course.
Yeah, so, and it's very light as well, so it's the lightest part in colour, and so it's just beautiful. It's revered worldwide.
That is fantastic. And are we getting a lot of love overseas for our croc meat?
Look, the biggest competition is Asia, in that they've got a lot of farms, and you'd imagine commercially they're a lot cheaper.
I can imagine.
So Australian croc meat, coming from the beautiful, clean waters of our far north, has major advantages over it. So at the moment, we're concentrating on the Australian market as well as the US for essentially countries that are going along the trends of clean eating and source, knowing the source of their product.
Yeah, and maybe a little bit of adventure eating, I think, if you're out of the US, maybe.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, it's often joked that we're the only country in the world that would eat our own coat of arms, of course, kangaroo and emu.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple of introduced species as well that we're a bit fond of. Water buffalo used to be big when I was a kid. Is that still doing the rounds?
Yeah, absolutely. So water buffalo, I think, was introduced to Australia around the 1920s and from sort of the Asian region. Again, it's about accessibility. It's, for us, it's actually very hard supply chain when you try and work out which herds are sort of ready to get ready for so it's really just about the logistics, but absolutely buffalo as a meat is, again, it's got a much sort of lower fat, higher iron. It's a beautiful taste. Like, it's a really intense beef flavour. And again, all natural, because a lot of these animals are essentially raised in all natural conditions in isolated areas of Australia that are hard to get to.
Now, I know the thing with wild boar used to be people worried about sort of disease and stuff like that. But, obviously all this meat's really carefully checked, isn't it? Nothing's going out without a lot of scrutiny.
Absolutely, yeah. No, the wild boar is huge. The biggest market is export, and Europe, wild boar is one of their... Maine, that's the biggest market, Wild Boar Ragu. Look, I know, I can tell you that there's 6 meat inspectors, full-time meat inspectors, that go through every single carcass. And the other thing is also to make sure that the harvesters only bring in small animals, so the spec is 30 kilos and below, and therefore there's no risk of, you know,
what other issues
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, it's good meat, it's cleaner meat, it's helping actually kind of round up some of the feral animals that we've got, and it's done in a sustainable fashion.
Absolutely, yeah.
Why aren't we eating more of it locally?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just Aussies grow up with, you know, beef and lamb on their plate, and that's what you can buy in the supermarket, and it just perpetuates it. So, you know, you go to all these other countries in the world, and they're all eating beautiful, exotic, clean meats that are really healthy for you. And I think the number one is just accessibility.
Accessibility. Marnie, Naturally Wild Produce, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about
thank
this. You are available in one of the 2 major supermarket chains. I'll let people find out which one themselves. I'm going to say, if you're out there, if you're listening, your mission this weekend should be to go and eat something a bit different, eat something a bit locally sourced. Would you agree, Marnie?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.